All right, after the podcast, stick around. We've got an interview with Jordan Davis. Not really an interview, just a phone call about having his fourth child. And then we'll talk with Josh Ross about Akon.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Ooh, well.
A show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast, the podcast, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
I kind of like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird because it's very staccato and it's like if System of a Down was an R&B band.
Oh, it sounds reminds me of garbage. It was on the tip of my tongue. Man, I miss speaking of garbage. I miss my trash compactor. We got rid of ours. Yeah, we had one. It
you have one at that house, the one you're in now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, same house. Yeah.
Why would you get rid of it and not replace it with another one?
Really good question. The gears went out. Like, I had somebody come out and try and fix it. They spent literally, it was a guy and his two sons, super great family, and this kind of dude on the side or whatever. Because to replace it was, I want to say it was like $1,200.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, to crush trash? And it was always something with it, though. A lot of people replace them with ice makers.
I had an ice maker in my old house and loved it.
See, I have an ice maker in my freezer and in the door of the refrigerator. One of them is like a bucket on the freezer, and one is crushed ice in the door.
Yeah.
So I don't really need it, but.
I just realized. So I moved into my house, 2 years ago? And almost 2 years ago. And I just realized that. So I thought the fridge that I got didn't have an ice maker option on it. Mm-hmm. And the water thing didn't work. So it's got like a little water reservoir. So you just press it there and you put like the little cup that goes in that slot there and it stays there for. I just found out that the only reason it doesn't work is because the line hasn't been hooked up. So I have to now pull my fridge out because when the guys came and did it, they didn't have the line. And
they didn't have the line.
They didn't have the line and didn't hook it or like whatever.
That was a new build, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So
they take the old one, they'll just replace it. But
well, they didn't have an old one. That was the thing. It was an empty spot.
Can't you make them come back and do it?
Maybe. I mean, I could do it.
It's not. It's you're literally screwing it on there.
And so, yeah, I just realized that I have that option. I was like, oh, I guess it didn't come with this fridge. No, I came with it. I just didn't know that it was not hooked up. So,
do you have an electric stove or gas?
Gas.
Nice.
Yes, but it's got an electric starter, which doesn't make any sense. Because, why wouldn't you just make it? Why don't they have like little click things that are like Flint?
They do.
And they're most not electric?
Yeah, most restaurants use that.
Oh, that's way better.
Most restaurants will use, because they go all the time. And so they'll start it with like a lighter or like a Flint kind of whatever kind of deal.
Yeah.
And it starts it up. But you got to be careful, man. That stuff will, you get the gas going and you don't realize it's there. And then you try and get, it won't start. And at the same time, you're filling your whole room with gas. And then you light it and it's the funnest thing you'll do that day.
Is there anything more terrifying than just coming home to the smell of gas in your house? I mean,
I don't think I've ever really had that.
Oh, I have. We had the old house when I was married. We had the oven was not turning off all the way. Mm-hmm. And thank goodness my ex had not said anything because it had basically filled the house up and it was the mixture was too rich to ignite.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it can go. It has to be in a little sweet spot. It was way, because I came home, I was like, what is that? Oh, yeah, I've been smelling it for a day because I was out of town for something. I'm like, a day? I'm like, don't touch anything. Don't rub your socks on the floor. We don't want any sparks whatsoever. Don't flip. That's true, too. If you are, this goes back to my firefighter days. If you smell gas, don't turn a light on or off. Don't play with your phone. Don't plug anything in. You don't want anything that could throw any kind of spark to ignite the fumes.
Wow. It's crazy.
My parents just bought a house, and they've got a gas stove. And my mother has never had gas appliances, so she's freaking out about this. And she wants to replace it with electric.
What? Oh, man.
Because she's like, and I told her, I said, well, I had a gas stove like, you know, a couple houses ago. I said, the only thing is, me being me at one point, because when you turn it off, you know, if you have an electric stove, sometimes the burner will stay red or there's a little indicator light. But the house I lived in was turn of the century. And so I turned it off and I went to go make a salad or something. I put the bowl right back on where the burner had been. So it melted the bottom of the bowl. I mean, I was fine. I didn't burn myself or anything. And I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe she should replace it. You know.
You know what I don't like about those electric ones? You have the flat.
Yeah.
Is that when you put it on medium high, mm-hmm. it'll turn on. You'll see it get red, and then it turns off.
Yeah.
And it gets cooler, and then it turns back on. It's like, oh, we're losing our temperature. And it heats back up. It goes past the point you wanted it, of where it was, and then it goes, oh, turn off, and it does that over and over. It's mm-hmm. just constantly on, off. It's terrible for cooking.
Yeah. I going back to the gas thing, when the power goes out, you'll be thankful that you have a gas stove. And your mom lives in Connecticut, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
how much do we lose our power in Connecticut?
It happens, though. You get a real bad snowstorm or something goes on, or you have some fluke storm, whatever.
But you're saying a fluke storm. It's not something that there are other areas of the country where you have power go out way more than the Northeast. So I don't think that's a really big concern for them. So, yeah. And again, at her age, I don't know. I'm kind of like, look, if she's afraid of gas, I can talk till I'm blue in the face and say it's fine. But she's got in her head, because she mentioned it at least 3 times when I saw her, about, I don't know, we got this gas stove and I might give it a try. But I'm like, you just don't. Just don't. Just get rid of it.
I like cooking on it because, like Big D says, it's so easy to regulate once you set. I mean, because the flame is not going to change size once you get it. You get it set exactly where you want it, and it's perfect. And you can see it. It's tangible. You look underneath the pot of whatever you're going, and you're like, perfect. It's exactly where I want it. Although you do get, like, hot spots and things.
Mm. Carson, do you know Connecticut is known as the nutmeg state?
I did. We are nutmeggers.
Did you also know that you have a secondary nickname?
Constitution State?
Do you know you have three of them then?
Charter Oak?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
The Land of Steady Habits?
Oh.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
What kind of lame nickname is that? Connecticut.
What do you mean?
Land of the Steady Habits.
What do you mean?
Well, you could do something once or twice, but we do it four
steadily.
Times a week. Steadily.
What do you mean?
Well, I can't tell you more.
We're too steady. You would take
what
me off track.
I have to go now, you know, with the first nuclear submarine, first helicopter, first telephone book.
Really, all of that?
First speed limit laws all
first
originated.
First telephone book.
No, sorry about
what's
that.
What's a telephone book again?
Yeah, I know.
What's a telephone?
Man, one summer I delivered phone books for money.
Did you really?
You know,
wow.
Side. Yeah.
Did you just like toss them on the porch or...
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Did that. Also, me and my bud, I don't remember what his name is. We used to go and go door to door in the summer.
Oh, they're close.
Yeah. And ask if we could paint their address numbers on their curb.
Oh, yeah.
We would go out there with stencils.
It's very handy for the firefighters when they have to reply.
And we would paint
on
there.
Did you actually do it with the stencils and everything?
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't great.
So we had did that in our old neighborhood, and then we got in trouble because it was against the HOA restrictions.
Oh, wow.
It's so stupid.
What a weird thing to have a restriction against.
There was like 6 of us who got in trouble for having our numbers stenciled.
Wow. We did it for $5, if I recall.
Hmm. Wow.
We'll paint.
Yeah.
And did they have overspray and all that?
Oh, God, you can imagine.
Terrible job.
You can imagine numbers getting backwards and the whole thing, yeah. And then we're like, don't screw up because we don't know how to get rid of it. Like, how do you paint it on concrete?
You just paint, you just solidly cover over it and then you do it next to it.
Yeah. Oh,
dude, I can remember we went to a response, and I think I told you this. I don't know if I told this on here, before, but we went and responded to a medical call, and they were like, "Yeah, I'm so sorry. We would have gotten in touch with you guys sooner, because for like the last 2 hours, we couldn't remember the number to 911, and we were just trying to figure." And I'm like, "Did she just say what I think she said?" And I said, "You didn't remember the number to 911?" She goes, "No, we had forgotten it."
I think there were bigger problems happening there that night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did not remember.
You ever save someone's life and see them in public somewhere?
No. Well, there was one guy who came by, but I mean, that's different. That's talking about like seeing them out in the wild.
Yeah.
No. No.
You ever have anyone use those baby drop-off slots?
Okay. I know this sounds crazy. It didn't happen at our station, but it did happen while I was there. And they were like, we had to have a meeting on it. It was like, yeah, you know, so here's who you contact and all that kind of stuff. There was a protocol for what to do if somebody dropped a baby off.
Mm-hmm.
That's so wild.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it didn't happen at ours.
Okay. Well, they have the ones now where you don't have to go in. You can do it from the outside.
Yeah, there's the box.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I can't even believe that exists.
A drop box for a child.
Child.
You know what though? People, you don't know what people are going through. You have no idea.
I don't. But I mean, how about be a man and take your kid in there and give it to someone?
Well, you don't know if it's the man who's doing it. I mean,
or
you know,
woman, whatever.
So under my situation, you know, when I was adopted, I wasn't just given up to the state. I was literally so I would give the little backstory. Do you know about how this all? So my birth mom got pregnant hitchhiking from Michigan to California. And her boyfriend was like, get rid of the baby or I'm out of here. And she's like, I'm not getting rid of the baby. So he left. And so she continued on. She got to California, befriended the preacher, the daughter of the preacher of my parents' church. And she knew she couldn't take care of me and all that kind of stuff. So she said she asked if they could get somebody at the church to help watch. And it was going to be for 3 weeks while she figured out, you know, her plan. Then it became, it might be 3 months. And then, you know, a year goes by and she's like, yeah, I think I'm going to give him up to the state. And my parents were like, no, I think we'll keep him. So they had a little meeting, a family meeting where they got all my siblings together. Like, what do you guys want to do? And it was like a puppy. Keep him.
We'll walk him, we swear.
Your mom and dad now. That we're at the church.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And so it's interesting because, again, very easily she could have dropped the baby off at a fire station. So, again, you don't know somebody's situation.
Shira ain't doing that.
No. But I'm saying, like, my birth mom could have done that.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so my parents eventually and what's weird is they never actually adopted me until I was over 18 because they just basically had an agreement with my birth mom that they would take care of me and whatever. And it was bad. I told you about all the craziness, the, you know, in and out of bad relationships, one abusive thing after another and how different my life could have been. I mean, dude, don't tell me that nature over nurture and all that kind of stuff there's a little bit of both. Nature goes somewhere, but nurture is the most important thing. I know my life would have been different had I not been given up. It's crazy stuff.
But you're still stupid.
Oh, stupid. Nothing fixes that.
That's wild, man. Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here.
43, by the way.
43 days?
43.
I thought it was 42.
40, I don't know. It's all over news and TV and everything right
43.
Now. Every time I look 49. Up at the TVs, it's like it's college football, everything.
Oh. See, and the TV just had an ad for Walt Disney World, and my family is counting down the days till we go to Disney. So that's why I'm used to hearing that countdown in
When's
my head.
When's the last time you did Disney?
Oh, gosh, it's been a decade.
Was it World or Land?
World.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I've only been to Disneyland once.
Okay.
And it was for a day. But yeah, we're going to do Disney World.
On the way there, you don't have to take your shoes off at the airport.
Well, I won't be flying. So.
Oh, you're driving?
Uh-huh.
Are you hitchhiking?
I'm hitchhiking.
What the options are there? Are you going to get a skateboard? How many?
I'm going to get a scooter.
How many different modes of transportation do we throw out there?
Got an electric bicycle?
You going to bus that?
I'm going to hop from train to train.
Oh, we saw a guy do that before, and we talked about it.
Yeah, that's what it had at the top of mind for me.
Yeah, saw a guy, literally a real hobo, jumping the train.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
I swear he flipped us off.
No, I think you're confusing. You're confusing the clown
on the bicycle at the parade.
The bicycle.
No,
yeah,
I'm, so I'm saying there's been more than one.
We were in a parade and there was a clown on a bicycle.
First off,
I know.
Back it up.
I am telling.
Back it up.
Okay, we'll start off.
First off, it is for a parade for the logging industry. Bubba and I are going to. We have flown out.
Hanging out on the Olympic Peninsula, Aberdeen, Washington. The parade is amazing. It's
so
like
great.
Celebrating the logging industry and, right. and the heritage.
You guys going to be, were we the Grand Poobahs or something? Or were you in it?
We were the log riders. Nobody rides logs better than us.
They had an 18-wheeler.
Straddle that big boy.
And they had a gigantic log on the back of this 18-wheeler trailer.
This log was as big around as your car is wide.
Yeah. And Bubba and I are straddling it, riding a giant log.
Riding it like you know, the meme of Trump on a missile? It looked like that. It looked like, you know, we're riding this giant missile.
I ripped my shorts. And it's like stretching us. It's so wide, like we're starting to get cramps. And like, I've never had cramps in this area. And we're just sitting waiting for this thing to start up. And there's like, everyone kind of starts piling in.
Everybody's staging.
Yeah, staging. And we look over and there's a crew of clowns on bicycles.
See if I have this picture.
And we're just kind of looking. And Bubba goes, dude, look at that clown. He's got his hands down his pants. I'm like, what?
He was.
This guy had, he was going, I don't know.
He was going
it was
in the middle of a field. First of all, I will never be afraid of clowns again.
It was weird. And we're kind of looking at it. Bubba takes his phone and starts taking pictures. This guy looks up and sees us, stops, and then flips us off.
Yeah.
While we're straddling a log.
Bubba, you don't need to find the pictures.
Did you find it? I'm going to believe this story.
I'm going to find it, though.
You sent it to me one time, and I lost my mind. I was like, oh, my gosh, yes.
It really happened. And you can see him. He's in the picture. He's got his hand down his
pants.
Yeah. And the other hand going,
he had to be. He didn't know where he was, I'm sure. And I'm sure he's looking at us going, why are there two fat guys straddling a log?
Wow.
And then they just paraded us down the streets.
Craziest thing ever.
I'm telling you, we've done so many dumb things.
I call them fun things because, man.
I did have some really good smoked salmon that day.
Dude.
Oh, and that's also where they had.
We went to the bikini coffee shop.
Yes, we did. We took Bill over there to the they're barely closed. I mean, this one. She was kind of this espresso stand was kind of off the beaten path. It was like
in an industrial area.
Yes, it was very was. It was like the industrial part. And we pull up and like I'm like, hey, what's up? I remember we were standing, weren't we? Or did we drive up?
We were standing.
But anyway, they're a part like you could completely see everything. I was like, wow, this is gross. This is gross, gross.
Oh, yeah. They have the topless or the scantily clad coffee houses and all over the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing.
And I can't find these
pictures. Was so excited to
She was
make
a huge fan.
Us.
Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, and so we brought the station's owner over there. It just embarrassed
him. He was like, don't tell my wife. He's got this great voice.
Oh, he does. And also, that's where we saw them cutting logs with chainsaws that had V8 motors on them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Takes two people, and they started it up. And it sounds like my car, like so the Chevelle. And they had this giant log that we had just been straddling. And it's like done in 4 seconds. And they do competitions. You can pull it up online. So great.
I'm going through old pictures, and I just find some picture of me from a Sadie Hawkins dance or something from 8 billion years ago. That's funny.
But yeah, we're 43 days away from college football.
Glad you brought that back around.
Yeah.
I have to do it.
I'm really sad that I can't find this clown picture. I would love to share it with you guys.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any big plans for you guys this weekend? Are y'all cooking anything?
My buddy Rusty is coming to town.
I love that's your idea of big plans.
I get up in the I'm on my way to work. I'm already thinking like, let's see what I try that out. And then going to the grocery store and collecting the items. Oh, yes.
Here's me like, I was thinking about going to Atlanta, but I could stay home and cook.
I could,
why would you not?
There's so many things that you could do.
Yeah.
baking, if you want to bake.
Sure.
You got Garrett over here. He's got to get propane. He's going to grill this weekend.
I am.
It's got a new meat thermometer.
Yes. Yeah. Someone sent us. We don't. Are you sure? We haven't found out who sent us.
No.
Somebody sent us like those are expensive.
A meat thermometer and an ice cube maker.
Yeah.
The cool ice.
Yes. Sonic ice.
It's like $180.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So out of the two, it's like over $250 worth of stuff, and we have no idea.
Well, it's all stuff that we talked about.
Shout out to our friend Krista, though.
Yes.
Because we found out Krista, we had a radio that showed up. We're like, where did this come from? Nobody knew. And then Schaefer finally opened the box.
Yeah, it'd been sitting in Garrett's office for like a month or so.
And then Schaefer opened it, and there's an inscription, you know, congratulations on the ACM win and all that kind of stuff from Krista. And I was like, oh, that is the sweetest thing.
I sent her a text after you guys sent the text to a group with one of us.
Yeah.
And I sent her a text to thank you, and she was like, yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
And I was like, hey, please don't take it as, like, a non-caring thing. We just are dumb. We don't open, like, we are on vacation, and I made all this.
So. I didn't even know about it. This is the first time hearing of it.
Did we talk about an ice maker, D?
I've got mail right here.
I don't know if we talked about an ice maker.
Sitting here for a while.
I think we did talk about an ice maker at some point.
This is.
I know we talked about meat thermometers.
That we definitely did.
Yeah.
Someone must be listening to us.
Oh, this is some Mando. Oh, good. Yeah.
Oh, is that more Mando product?
Yes, more Mando. So
I love me some Mando.
Mando!
No.
But no, I didn't see an email. I didn't see a text message from anybody about those items. Nothing.
By the way, D, we're 20 days away from the NFL Hall of Fame game, the first preseason game.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And assorted training camps coming up in about 2 weeks.
We got basketball now. The preseason, the camps or whatever.
Summer League.
Oh, yeah, Summer League.
Summer League. You got baseball going on. You got WNBA. Man, I've been making some money on those girls.
On those $1 bets, huh?
Oh, dude.
Man, I'll tell you, I last night I did a $5 bet and a $3 bet and won both.
Look at you.
Take the unders. Take the under of each quarter in the WNBA. If it is 42 points in a quarter, take the under every time.
You're saying if that it gets in a down quarter, they're not, each team is not going to score 20 points.
Right. Most of the
each team is not going to make 10 shots.
Nope. And then
in a quarter?
In a quarter. And then if it gets down to 37.5, I go over. It's kind of a sweet spot there. It's between like 36 points and 44 points, give or take. Depends on teams, of course. But if you were to take the under every single quarter in the WNBA games, I bet you would clear 70% of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So they just don't make shots.
Yeah. It's just whatever the line is, you know.
How was the wrestler thing that you went to?
Oh, it was fun. It was really fun.
Who was it again? R-Truth?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a really good time.
Is he doing a country album?
They called it a country album.
Okay. Lots of people call them country albums.
They did. Yep. But okay. He was very engaging. The stuff he was saying between songs and talking a little bit about his journey. Really nice guy. There were some wrestling fans there.
Are you going tonight?
Huh?
Are you going tonight?
No, it was last night.
No, SmackDown.
SmackDown.
Oh, no. Okay. I have a show tonight.
Is it in town?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's cool. Maybe I'll go. I got like I said, my buddy Rusty's coming to town.
Go do that.
That would
that's
be fun.
That would be fun. You go out and hang out on Broadway and go to a wrestling match.
Yeah, I haven't been to wrestling since you and I did.
Nashville hasn't changed.
No, it really hasn't changed much.
Going to the
Mid-South days.
It used to be at the fairgrounds. Now it's just downtown.
It used to be JYD.
JYD.
Jerry Lawler.
He was a little early. He was a little earlier for me, but
oh, okay.
There's also a UFC fight in town this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Lewis versus Teixeira.
Teixeira.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
It's so funny. We live in a city that has so much going on.
It's very Vegas-y at this point.
We don't even know.
No.
Like, people will be like, I'll see things on TikTok and I'll be like, what is this? Who is in town? I didn't know.
Dude, it's the craziest, best. It really has become, like you said, the Vegas thing. But there is so much to do. And I told you, I started looking into going into these different conferences and things that are coming to the convention center. It's pretty cool, man. You can dive into everything.
Well, did you see that Paul McCartney announced tour dates and he's playing here at the Pinnacle? That's 4,500 people.
Wow.
That's small. Like, to get tickets for that, I already signed up just because why not?
I bet Pinnacle isn't making money on him at all. I bet they would all go to him.
It's like a lottery and you have to get a code.
Like,
and
why
even
is
with
he
that,
not playing a stadium?
Because I'm assuming somebody at Pinnacle probably paid him a lot.
They're probably giving him a huge
cut. That's a massive, like, to hang your flag on that. We had Paul McCartney play here. That's massive.
Pinnacle's a newish venue.
Yeah, and it's on the smaller side of a mid-size venue. Like, because Eric Church did a couple nights there. And I'm sure Paul McCartney could do a couple, but he's doing one night.
I always think about Colin Hay hanging out with us here in the studio, and he's talking about Paul McCartney going to his house. And he's telling the story about he couldn't find Paul anywhere. They had dinner in his living room. Their wives are together. And he's like, where's Paul? So he runs all over the place. And he goes into the kitchen. And Paul McCartney is standing there doing his dishes and from their dinner. And he's like, what are you doing? And he's like, your dishes, mate. And he's like, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, I have a beetle washing my dishes. That's the greatest story ever.
It's pretty cute.
People pay. What do you think those tickets are going to go for? Have they set a price yet?
I haven't even looked. I'll be real with you. Like, I'm not saying Paul McCartney isn't a living treasure and all that, but I didn't really feel the need. I'll go see him. But then when they said Pinnacle, and I was like, okay, if I could get in that room to be in 4,500. So I have no idea.
It's
what
the difference between shopping at Publix and Aldi.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, I can go to Aldi. I don't have to walk so much because it's smaller. Pinnacle, you don't have to do all this stuff.
Yeah, like, I don't want to go sit in, like, super nosebleeds. You know, like, look, he's not going to play Wonderful Christmas Time, so I'm basically out.
He might.
But, I mean, I wish he would. But I figured to be in that kind of room for that moment, I think that's a... Like, I had friends who got tickets to see him. He played, I want to say it was the Beacon in New York City, which is like 3,000 seats or something. It might have even been smaller. And that was, I think the tickets were $100. You had to have cash. You had to line up. You had to know to be able to go buy them. So they were in the room, and that seems really neat.
I would like to make a request because I've never done this before ever. If you get tickets, I would like one.
Okay.
If you can get an extra, I would absolutely love to be in there, and I will pay
you. I have
you
a number. This can't be real.
A what?
The cheapest ticket I can find for that show is $3,238.
Is it on StubHub, though?
It's on Event Ticket Center. I don't.
Yeah, it's probably because those are like scalping sites where people are banking on the fact that they'll have tickets to be able to give in your hand, that they won't actually, like, that's what I'm assuming a reseller site is already predicting they can sell them
for.
Do
you think it's going to be $1,000?
I have no, I don't know what the
Pinnacle. Because I won't pay that. I don't care if it's Paul McCartney or whomever.
Oh, I mean, I'll pay $1,000 for a ticket, just not for Paul McCartney. I mean...
But, isn't that crazy? You'll pay $1,000 for somebody who is not a Beatle. Mm-hmm. Have you seen him before ever live?
Mm-mm. No, but I've paid $1,000 for the Rolling Stones. So, I mean, that's like the same thing. But I get more members of the band with that one.
Well, tickets aren't even available yet.
No. They don't go on sale.
15th.
Yeah, the
15th. Pre-sale is July 15th.
I've got the email, and it says, we'll send you an exclusive pre-sale code and link the morning of the pre-sale. Yeah, there's like no information. Your code does not guarantee you tickets, so act quickly.
Do
no kidding.
Do we know someone? I mean, we do, but maybe not for Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I was like, that's a rough ask.
Does he bring Ringo on stage, you think?
No.
When was the last time they were on a stage together? Because I know he's been doing some stuff in town. Ringo.
Yeah, Ringo's been around. I don't know.
When was the last time Paul McCartney was on stage with Ringo Starr? We're going to find out.
Having a problem scraping.
Is this a horse that's coming?
It's the coconuts from Monty Python.
Oh, no. It
it's
doesn't
really
know.
Having a hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll just
you might have to do it in a British accent.
I just turned it off because...
Get your Natalie girl on there to read it.
And also, isn't his name Sir Paul McCartney now?
Yes, technically. Yes.
Can you call him Paul or do you have to say Sir Paul?
I don't know. Like Mick Jagger is also a sir.
Like, do you get something other than just the sir part of it? I mean, can't anybody call yourself a sir?
Well, not in that British realm that like you have been officially knighted by.
Oh,
sovereign.
Is that it? You have to be knighted to be a sir?
Yeah, that's why both he and Mick. You know, went before Elizabeth and had that done. But like Keith Richards always jokes about, you know, can he imagine starting a rock band in the 60s when they were fighting against all this kind of stuff and suddenly like bending the knee? Mm-hmm. Like, what am I doing?
Oh, you know? They were the rebels back then. And
well, right. They all were. But yeah, but it's a big deal. I get it, you know. And at that point, too, you're like, yeah, I guess at, you know, 23, we were. You know, flipping people off and stuff. But if you're suddenly in your 60s, you're like, I don't know, this seems pretty cool. I'll go do it. Why not?
Like, there has to be some kind of benefit that comes. Like, you need a horse and a suit of armor and stuff like that. I mean, if I were
you get
knighted.
A tract of land.
If I were knighted, I would have a jousting table or a tournament thing in the back. It would be fun. I would utilize the knighthood.
Wow.
Carson, are you getting the skee ball for your apartment?
I don't think it'll fit. I do have a finite amount of space. I've had a couple people actually DM me to ask if I bought the skee ball machine. People are very much wanting me to get it.
I feel like skee ball would be kind of like a pinball machine. Like you would use it a few times and
right.
then not.
Yeah. And then,
then you wouldn't even turn away.
Though, D, I was very tempted that day to buy it.
It collects your laundry. Like my
exercise I use it as a
folding
bike. Table.
Dude, I loved my Peloton. It was a great place to hang shirts.
Friend of mine she was on a cruise last week with her kid, and she and her husband and kid went on a cruise, and she kept posting her Peloton videos every morning. Like, oh, we're out at sea, and I'm on my Peloton bike. And like, A, good for you. B, dude, I don't know, live a little. Go out in the fresh air. Yeah. There's a whole ocean out
touch
there.
Grass.
Do they
and
do
water.
The Peloton like on the deck or is it inside?
No, it was inside. And you had it was lame. You could see they had the glass in the studio so you could see the ocean beyond it. But I was like, man, you can't even take a week off. But all right.
I would like to do another cruise. I only did one for my honeymoon. It was cool.
Mm. Isn't the one you almost died at?
Aren't you going to go on the Christmas in July one or the Hallmark one we talked
about?
No,
that's sold out.
Going for 2026.
Maybe. I would love that. Yes, I did almost die. I had alcohol poisoning. I don't know how it happened.
On your honeymoon?
I don't know how it happened.
How did it happen? I don't know.
There's a lot of foreshadowing.
Have you ever done a cruise, Steve?
No, I haven't.
No, I haven't either.
It's amazing because everything, it's like being in a casino. Everything is there and you can stumble back to your room. You don't have to worry about a ride or anything like that.
I was dating this guy and I don't know, he was jumping the gun, starting to talk about vacations we could take together. And he was like, I mean, we should go on a cruise. I was like, why? To be trapped in a mall? At sea?
The mall.
Totally with you.
They're fun because they have comedy shows.
I'm not
they have concerts.
Oh, you know, they do trivia.
I did karaoke.
I'm not saying it isn't fun, but I was just looking at him. I go, that's just not the vacation I take.
Yeah, I just want to have the freedom that I can walk as far away from you as possible,
but
I feel like.
Well, you can. The ships are big.
I understand that, but I want to walk even further than that.
Well, whenever you go to port, you get off the boat and you can go do all the little excursions and adventures.
Yeah, I've been on a Carnival cruise before.
And?
I mean, I was 13, so.
The wild.
Did you watch that thing on Netflix a couple weeks ago?
Oh, the poo cruise?
Yeah, the cruise.
I want to watch the poo cruise.
Apparently, it's like a crazy dialogue on like, you know, society and what would happen if, you know.
What happened?
Stuff hits the
this
fan.
This cruise, the power went out. These wires like fried. So everything shut down on the cruise. The electricity, the plumbing, and they were just left like kind of floating at sea.
What do you mean?
And so they tried to get like a tugboat, a towboat out there, but like it was too big. But it took like 3 or 4 days to finally get them pulled back in. But in that 4 days, like Garrett was saying, the society of the ship broke down in like 3 hours.
Lord of the Flies.
Yeah. I mean, it was people like claiming chairs and when you don't have plumbing, your toilets don't flush.
Piggy's head was on a pike.
Oh. So they had to get bags and go in bags.
Mm-hmm. I think they just do it off the side.
You know,
well, there were some people, but the problem is there are some balconies where there could be a deck below you that juts out further.
So,
but again, that's San Francisco? Right. But that's the individual thinking as opposed to what's for the greater good. So there were people who straight up saying like, I took, is it Imodium?
Yeah.
They were like, I lived off that for 3 days because there was no way I was going to go to the bathroom.
In a bag.
Oh, my gosh.
So they would show up and give them a bag and say, this is where you go today?
I'll be honest with you. I was given a thorough rundown of what happened to this documentary. I did not watch it because I
want to watch it.
People started making little clans and gangs and stuff. Like, okay, you're my people. You can come over here, but you have to share food with
us. It was the Purge.
Yeah, no, literally. And they were giving out basically prison food.
Wow. Oh. Rationing food?
Yeah. And people would store it and be fighting each other over it. And
that's why I'm not going on a cruise.
I don't know. The bathroom thing's not too big for me because I did that on the side of a mountain in Colorado last year. So I'm like, eh, whatever. Yeah. Just hang it out, go.
Whatever.
I'm not grossed out by the poop cruise. Ugh. I'm really not. I'm like, let's go.
No.
You know, I've done that, though. My whole life, I grew up with hurricanes and all that kind of stuff, and the power goes out. And when the power goes out, sometimes your water goes out, and so they shut everything down. When I was in Guam, we went a little over 3 weeks without running water. So what I was doing is I was taking a bucket. I would walk down to the pool at my apartment. I would fill the bucket. I would bring it upstairs, fill the back of the tank of the toilet, and then I would flush it, and that would work because of the gravity.
Yeah.
And then after I was done, I would go and get a thing and fill the tank again so it was ready to go for the next time. And it was fine. I mean.
So how drunk did you get on that cruise?
Very.
Yeah. I
mean, very.
It's unlimited drinks.
I was double fisting gin and tonic the whole time.
Ooh. That's the thing is they're all inclusive.
Yeah. Ugh. It was a good time.
That was a podcast.
Mm. It was a really good time. It wasn't the poop cruise, but it was a good time.
What do you mean?
Very good time.
What is that from?
Yeah. High score guy.
It's not high
or
score.
Or is it? Oh, no, no. It's
it's Frankie Ray. I asked him a question and he didn't.
What do you mean?
He got so frustrated.
What do you mean?
I could have swore that was High Score Guy.
But they sound the same in that clip.
They're kind of twinning. All right. You guys ready? if you're listening.
I queued this up 2 minutes ago. Yes.
If you're watching on the YouTube stream or any other streams, you're not going to hear the Jordan Davis or Josh Ross interviews or phone calls. But that is coming up next for everybody else. So stick around for that.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
What do you mean?
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
What do you mean?
See, Jordan Davis having another kid. It's his fourth kid.
Wow. Hey, you know what? Good for them.
Yeah. I don't think that he feels that way.
Really?
No.
Well, dude, if you're going to have, I mean, as someone who has three.
What about it, boys?
Hey, Jordan Davis.
This is your urology clinic confirming your appointment made by Big D and Bubba.
Hey. I'll take one of those from anybody right now.
Dude, I had it done twice. I had it done twice.
Just to make sure. Do you snip snap?
He got it. Well, the first snip didn't work. Take.
Didn't, no.
They did something wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
So the second time, Big D had to get knocked out. He's like, I'm not going through this again.
Knock me out, man.
Dude. Yeah, I think I'm getting knocked out even on my first one.
Do it.
I don't want to be awake for that.
No, you don't.
I'll tell you, man. So Bob and I both had it done, and you're awake.
We got a group discount.
There was a poster on the ceiling, And I just looked at this. It was like a beach scene. And he's like, just like, hey, just kind of relax. And I was like,
dude,
really?
And you're smelling the really? Burnt stuff in the air.
Oh, yeah. You see smoke coming up from your stuff.
Cauterizing. You're like, oh, God.
I think relax is the furthest thing from my mind thinking about
dude,
that.
Dude, let me tell you, Jordan, whenever I had it done, there was this poster on the wall and it said, you know, something about the laser or whatever. It's a less invasive form of it. I said, why didn't we do that? And the doctor goes, we did.
Oh, so, gosh.
So, I mean, just prepare yourself.
Yeah. I really appreciate that's exactly what I needed to hear because it is getting scheduled. It is getting scheduled soon.
You know, though, you got what? This is four now, right?
Yeah.
Again,
number four.
You get past two, you're already outnumbered, so you might as well just keep going. I mean, you could have 15, 20.
No, I think. I think my job is done.
It's too personal. Is this planned? Did y'all plan that?
No, this was a surprise.
Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah. So we were good at three, had two boys and a girl. But now, you know, looking back on it, it's like I'm stoked. Like,
of course,
two boys.
Yeah, it's a good mix.
It's balance.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a surprise morning wake up about 9 months ago. So, yeah.
All right. Well. I do have a guy, though. If you need it, let me know.
Yeah, I'm just waiting. I was going to try to wait until the Masters next year to really, really zone in and have some chops time.
I don't think you can wait that long, bro. I really don't. I don't think you can.
Yeah, I don't want to roll the dice.
Yeah, no.
There is a good time. It's called now.
Yeah, it sounds like you're in a writing room. Hang on, leave, and go straight to the urology clinic.
Yeah.
All right.
I will.
All right, we love you, man. Good luck.
Congratulations.
All right, thank y'all. Oh, yeah, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay.
See you.
Bye.
All right, boys.
Bye. Hey, what's up, Josh Ross?
What's up, sir? How are you?
Is that Josh Ross? Like the Josh Ross? USA! USA! It's everybody's favorite American-loving Canadian.
That's right. Dude, I laugh so hard. You're like, hey, everybody, I'm from, I want to tell you, I'm from Canada, but I love America! Everyone starts going to you. I'm like, yeah, that's how you do it, man. Yeah. So great. It's so great. I tell
We're
you what,
here.
Dude, how are you, man? We haven't talked to you in a while.
Doing good. Yeah. No, just, here in Nashville, kind of enjoying, kind of was my last weekend off, and kind of, you know, getting here ready to be on the road for the next, while I think I don't have a weekend off till end of November. So kind of looking forward to that.
Wow. Yeah. Because it's all festivals and then fairs and then all the
do you even Did you even what do you do with the house? Like, I would like drain my hot water heater. I would board up stuff because no one's going to be there.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely cut grass and then, you know, it gets really, really tall. So I got lots of tall grass to cut every time I come home, which is, fun. And, yeah, spend time with the dogs, and then they kind of go to their...
You would think at this point you would have hired a guy to take care of your grass because you're gone so much.
Yeah.
I just love... This sounds so crazy, but I love cutting grass.
No, it doesn't sound crazy. I'm the same dude.
Same way, man.
Yeah.
Anything?
I get on my zero turn, and I just put my headphones on, and I'm just like, 2 hours of cutting grass is the greatest thing.
Yeah.
Dude, I got a push mower.
Yeah, yeah. Kidding me? I got scissors. All right. So, Josh, Bubba is so pumped.
You have no idea how far back this goes. This is years ago. Years ago, there was a certain guy who said he was the secret voice of a country star. He said, I am secretly, you have no idea, but I'm secretly out there doing country music. Now, this is in the...
Something like real life mask, the mask.
Yeah, he said, I'm behind the scenes, I'm the real voice, and I'm going to play a little bit of this guy from 2005.
My whole life came crashing.
It's Akon.
So lonely, Mr. Lonely.
Like, okay, let's see. And he always said, I'm going to put out a country project and this and that. I'm going to wow the world. Well, then, sure enough, this is the summer of magic because you and Akon have teamed up for Drunk Right Now.
Yes.
You're giving us country Akon.
The other question, though, Josh, is who was the country artist that Akon said he was the voice of?
I would love to know that.
Oh, have y'all didn't tell you the secret?
Have y'all not? Have y'all talked about it? You guys are close.
We didn't talk about it. We talked about how, you know, how much country music inspires his songs, but I did not know about this.
Okay, you're going to have to go back because you're going to have to talk with him and say, dude, I talked to Big D and Bubba, and they said you said back in the day, because he did say it.
Yeah, yeah, and it wasn't like a joke unless we are...
Unless he was joking, but I don't think he was.
It didn't come off that way, but...
So he's the voice of somebody in country music.
That's what he said, and this is several years back.
I mean, this is in the early 2000s he said it.
And we're like...
I'm texting him after this.
He'd be like, hey... Weird question. Are you Milli Vanilli? Or the other, I guess that's like the other side of Milli Vanilli.
Yeah. You're the voice of Milli Vanilli. By the way, I love Milli Vanilli.
I do too. We should I ain't gonna lie.
A country tribute to Josh Ross tribute. Headlines the country tribute to Milli Vanilli.
Dude, Josh, you got to lead this, man. It'll be huge for a while.
There we go.
Girl, you know it's true.
Oh, gosh. Josh Ross. Josh Ross music.com. Check out the tour. Check out the music. And congrats on single again, man. And
thank you. I appreciate you. Guys.
Find out on Akon and get back to us, would you?
I will. I'm going to text it.
All right, man.
See you, Josh. Take care, bro. Thanks, man.
Thanks. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
What do you mean?